This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news out of stories first. Government registers Constitution Amendment Bill incorporating Nepal's new geopolitical map and national emblem at the federal parliament. Additional 21 coronavirus infected people return home today after health recovery, bringing total number to 70 in Nepal. Nepal confirms 507 coronavirus infection cases so far, with 50 more additional new cases today. And Pakistan International Airlines passenger plane crashes in Karachi. Now the news in detail. The government has registered the bill related to constitution amendment incorporating Nepal's new geopolitical map and national emblem at the federal parliament. In a bid to update Nepal's map placed in the coat of arms mentioned in the Schedule 3 of the Constitution of Nepal, the Bill on Constitution of Nepal Second Amendment 2077 Bikram Sambat has been registered at the Federal Parliament Secretariat today. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Dr. Sivamaya Tumbampe registered the bill as Nepal's map placed in the coat of arms requires an update with the actual territory of the country. The Constitution Amendment Bill is registered to amend the Schedule 3 of the Constitution of Nepal. The government on Tuesday had published the new political and administrative map of the country by incorporating Kalapani, Lipulik and Limpiadura area that were enclosed by India. The bill shall be tabled in the House of Representatives meeting in 5 days of its registration and then published for public notice. As general discussion on the bill, time shall be given to submit amendment motion on the bill, and the amendment motion shall be put for decision if any amendment motion were received. Completing those stages, the bill will enter into National Assembly along with the third signature of the House of Representatives members. A spokesperson of the Federal Parliament, Dr. Rojnath Pandey, said that the same process would be followed in the National Assembly as well. The government has said it would resolve the border issues through the talks and diplomatic means on the basis of evidences. While sharing information on the government's decision, the government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Technology, Dr. Yuvraj Khatiyoda, asserted that the government would be able to convince the neighbouring country, India, to return Nepal's land. The meeting of the Council of Ministers held this morning took decision. Likewise, the government has also decided to give a public holiday on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr, the festival of Islam. It has been learned that the day of the holiday will be fixed after Islam religious groups choose an appropriate day for the festival. The additional 21 coronavirus infected people have returned home today after health recovery. With this, the total number of people returned home getting health recovery has reached 70 in Nepal, while 3 people have died so far due to coronavirus in the country. In a regular media briefing of the Minister of Health and Population today, Minister spokesperson Dr. Vikas Devkota informed that the total coronavirus cases have reached 507 in the country, with the confirmation of 50 new additional cases today. Spokesperson Dr. Devkota said 14 people were confirmed in Bake, 3 in Kailali and 1 is in Dadeldhura, Baithadi and Morong late today. Earlier this morning, 30 new cases were confirmed for coronavirus in the country. According to the ministry, the coronavirus infection has so far spread to 40 districts across the country. Dr. Devkota said that 42,488 people have undergone PCR test and 82,116 on the RDT method so far. The government has further beefed up security along the Nepal-India border areas in view of gradual rise in the number of coronavirus infected people in neighbouring India. The government has mobilised the armed police force personnel for maintaining border security and preventing illegal activities and movement along the border. The armed police force has fulfilled its responsibility by establishing temporary police posts, base camp, border outposts and duty posts in carrying out the designated responsibilities. Total 13 border outposts have been established in the 51-kilometer area of the district sharing border with India. ABF Superintendent of Police at Sorlahi District Security Office, Gangaram Srastu, said 500 security personnel have been mobilized in every 80 to 100 meters distance. Most of the APF personnel deployed along the border areas to stop the illegal entry of people from India and ensure border security have been forced to stay on the tent. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Here we take a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रीपेड को पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ रेस्ट अफ द न्यूज अपडेट्स The second PCR test report of newborn baby whose mother had died of COVID-19 a week ago has also come negative. A 29-year-old woman of Ramcher Barabasi Municipality 9 in Sindhupalchok had died after she was taken to hospital on the 14th of May. Later, she was confirmed to have been infected with COVID-19. According to the Dhulikhel Hospital's Administrative Director, Dr. Ramesh Makaju, the 17-day-old child has been discharged today after she was tested negative for the virus during two consecutive tests. Initially, the child was reported to have had mild jaundice and she had developed tiny skin rashes, which have been cured now. Besides, the COVID-19 test report of woman's relatives who had close contact with her are also negative. The woman had given birth to the child at the Maharajganj base Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital on the 6th of May through normal delivery. Hotels and resorts are to be used as quarantine facilities for the accommodation of citizens to be brought from abroad. Minister of State Rambir Manohar, in a discussion held at the Ministry of Urban Development on Thursday, said that the necessary consultations have begun for managing as quarantines as the hotels and resorts operating in systematic manner throughout the country. According to him, 580 beds are ready in Kathmandu Valley at present. Around 65,000 quarantine beds are ready across the country, while 25,000 people are living in quarantines. The government has assigned Minister of State Manohar the responsibility of monitoring and facilitating the quarantines throughout the country. The Karnali Academy of Health Sciences has started providing the outpatient specialist service by phone to reduce the crowding in the hospital. The service has been initiated to facilitate the treatment service with the growing risk of coronavirus infection. Academy Registrar Bishwaraj Kafle said this service has been started targeting the patients who are unable to or who need not to come to the hospital. The hospital operated by the Academy is providing emergency, outpatient and surgery services. Sirhat district has faced the shortage of RDT and PCR testing kits for the coronavirus with the increasing number of people arriving homes from India. Though the district has a single confirmed cases of COVID-19 so far, the district lies in the vulnerable zone of the infection. In the past 1 week, 598 people had arrived to the border areas in the district and they have been put in different quarantine centres. Nepali Army has said that the work of the National Pride Projects handed to Nepal Army are in progress even during the quarantine. The Nepal Army said the work is going on with the necessary safety measures despite hold for short period of time. Nepal Army has said the opening of the tracks of Kali Gandagi Corridor and Karnali Corridor will be completed by coming this way. You are listening to Red Nepal's 8 PM English News. Now to some international updates. A Pakistani International Airlines plane has crashed in Karachi on flight from Lahore. Aviation officials say flight PK8303, which was carrying around 91 passengers and 8 crew, was flying from Lahore to Jinnah International Airport, one of Pakistan's busiest airports. Pictures showed a scene of devastation in the Model Colony residential area. The plane, an Airbus A320, was about to land when it crashed near Model Colony, a neighborhood of Karachi, about 3.2 km northeast of Jinnah International Airport. With the rise of more than 100,000 cases in a daily day yesterday, the new confirmed cases of coronavirus have crossed 5.22 million across the globe. As per the data collated by the data analyst Oldometer, more than 335,000 people have died of coronavirus as of today. Meanwhile, 2.1 million people have returned home after recovery from the virus infection. The rate of virus infection in neighboring India has been increasing, and India has recorded 6,198 new cases with 150 new deaths yesterday alone. As per the Worldometer data, there are more than 119,500 confirmed infection cases in India, with more than 3,580 deaths so far. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in the eastern and central regions and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thunderstorms is possible at a few places of the hilly regions. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. Nepal government registers Constitution Amendment Bill incorporating Nepal's geopolitical map and national emblem at the federal parliament. Additional 21 coronavirus-infected people returned home today after health recovery, bringing total number to 70 in Nepal. Nepal confirms 507 coronavirus infection cases so far, with 50 more new cases today. And Pakistan International Airlines passenger plane crashes in Karachi. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlinedigitalnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the morning. Stay tuned and have a good night.